This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for July the 19th. Today's Bible words, we have three verses. Matthew 3:2, it says there, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." End of quote. Matthew 4:17, Jesus said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Mark 1:15, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." End of quote. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven are used simultaneously with the same meaning in the Bible. Our today's insight assures us this. Repentance paves the way to step into the kingdom of God with all its blessings. You see, I see repentance like this. Imagine I was walking in one direction. I heard that path leads me to destruction and ruin, and I felt genuinely sorry inside me. And I changed my mind and started walking in another direction. When I was sincerely sorry and changed my mind, God's supernatural power came along and helped me with the divine strength I need to walk in the new way. The old road was in the kingdom of darkness, and the new way, the new path, is the kingdom of God. You see, there are only two kingdoms in existence. I want you to listen to this. There are only two kingdoms in existence. Either people are in the kingdom of darkness, which is the kingdom of the devil, or they are in the kingdom of God. According to Bible, there is no third kingdom. You do not create your own personal kingdoms, no. Either you are in God's kingdom, or you are in the kingdom of darkness. You see, at the time of birth, we all automatically born into the kingdom of darkness. And that is why we do not need to teach your children to say a lie. You do not need to show them how to break the law. You do not need to teach selfishness and self-centeredness either. However, we need to teach them diligently to tell the truth and to avoid breaking the laws. From the day we born, as we grow up into old age, many sins have already been committed knowingly or unknowingly by each person. That is why Jesus offered entrance into the kingdom of God by believing in the gospel, which is the good news. The people who spend their lives so far in the kingdom of darkness, knowingly or unknowingly, performing unrighteous actions and deeds, now have the option to enter into God's kingdom of His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Kingdom of God has come near." What does that mean? King of the kingdom of God was standing next to them, very near to them. Jesus is the Savior and King we all need. He is the Savior of the whole world. He is bidding you to come, step into His kingdom. You see, Jesus was in a rescue mission when He came into this world from heaven. While we were all under the influence of darkness and under the ruler of darkness, devil, God sent His Son Jesus Christ in a massive rescue mission. We needed rescue and deliverance by a powerful deliverer who would go into the territory of the kingdom of darkness, confront the enemy of your soul, conquer him, and get us freedom and liberty from his slavery and bondages. Jesus rescued us from the kingdom of darkness by paying with His blood that was poured out for your sins. Bible says Jesus bought us with His own blood. Acts 20:28c. Galatians 3:13 says Christ bought us with His blood and made us free from the law. Christ did this by carrying the load of your sins and by being punished for that sin instead of we are punished. He paid it all. That is the good news called the gospel. The good news offers us help to come out of darkness and enter into God's kingdom of light. We do not need to be under the slavery of the devil. We do not need to obey him anymore, who only wish to destroy us eventually anyway. We can step into the kingdom of God by repenting of sins and accepting the gospel. We can get freedom and liberty from the bondage and slavery of the devil. The gospel is this: Jesus died, buried, and rose again in your place for your sins. He paid it all for you. He released us from the power of the evil and darkness. So come out and step into the kingdom of God by repenting of the past sins and accepting Jesus as your Savior. It is that simple. Bible says, and it is recorded in the book of Colossians, He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. end of God. Jesus himself said another result of repentance is there will be more joy in the presence of the Lord in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent. Luke 15:7. Jesus said again, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. End of God. Do not get upset because the Bible tells the truth that we all are sinners. We all are indeed. All have sinned. For some people, it is difficult to repent of their wrongdoings and sins. However, when you do, you will step into the kingdom of God, and there is more rejoicing in heaven and among the angels of God. There are big joy and merry party in heaven when one person repents and turns to Jesus Christ. Finally, repentance restores our relationship with God and with one another. It is true that when we repent and accept the gospel, our broken relationship with God is fully repaired. We become the children of God at the moment of our repentance and accepting Jesus as our Savior. Moreover, can you imagine how many broken human relationships would be restored and repaired by your repentance? Repentance is a God-given privilege, and it does marvelous and beautiful things in the presence of God and people. You see, when the prodigal son who went far away from his loving father repented and came back home, what a joy the father and the son experienced. The father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let us have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and he is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. End of God. Dearly beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I come to you for your help in my life. I repent of my sins. Lord, I am sorry for it. I believe Jesus Christ shed his divine blood to release me from the bondage and punishment of my sins. I accept him as my Savior and Lord. Right now, I want to step into the kingdom of God by accepting Jesus as my Savior. Thank you for doing that. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.